Restoring My Soul, Monday the 14th of November. Overcoming Satan. The work of overcoming Satan through fellowship in the offering and sufferings of Christ was exemplified by Stephen. Through his declaration of the gospel, Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified before the Jewish council. They were cut to the heart by the word of the cross that was proclaimed by Stephen. However, instead of drawing near to Christ in godly sorrow, they gnashed at Stephen with their teeth. Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, cast Stephen out of the city and stoned him. As they were stoning Stephen, he prayed in fellowship with Christ, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. Through his fellowship in the offering and sufferings of Christ, Stephen exemplified the way in which the elect of God overcome the devil. Summarizing this process, the Apostle John recorded, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Stephen did not overcome Satan only in his own life, but also through Stephen's ministry, Satan was cast from the heavenly places, and his power over the Gentiles was broken. Notably, his offering prayer brought the opportunity for salvation to Saul, who would later be known as Paul. We have been called to join this same ministry. As we continue faithfully in the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings, we overcome Satan as the blood of the Lamb washes us clean from the filth of the flesh, as we speak to one another and to those outside the church by the faith that we receive as we hear the word of God, and as we lay down our lives for others in the fellowship of agape love. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 16 verse 33, Acts chapter 6 verses 12 to 15, Acts chapter 7 verses 54, 57 to 58, and verse 60, and Revelation chapter 12 verse 1. For further study, Revelation chapter 12.